Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Ah, salam and good evening to you, most worthy of listeners. Please, please, come closer.
Too close. A little too close.
There. Welcome to the internet. Web of mystery and enchantment.
And the finest merchandise this side of Etsy. On sale today. Come on down. Wait. Don't go. I can see that you're only interested in the exceptionally rare and funny. I think, then, you would be most rewarded to consider this. Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is often off-topic that counts. This is no ordinary podcast. It once changed the course of three man-boys' lives. Three awkward men who, like this podcast, were more than they seemed. Dick and fart jokes in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale. It begins on a dark night where a shy kid waits with a shy kid podcast.
Shy kids.
Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Dean. No, you're Dean.
Oh.
I'm Doc.
Well, I wanted to.
Say hi to me.
Hi, Doc.
Now say hi to Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Corey.
Hi, Dean.
There you go. We're all set now.
Good night, Jim Bob.
All right, the highs are out of the way.
The highs. Now let's do the lows. Hey, Corey. That's a dumb joke. That is the dumbest joke I've ever thought.
I was going to go on a 20-minute riff about it.
Yeah, now let's see if we can top that.
Yes.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Set the bar high.
So I have an idea of what we could talk about this week.
Sure. What?
Something that hit me fairly recently.
Hmm.
You ever, like, maybe it's a franchise you love. Maybe it's something that you kind of don't like, but it's something nerdy, and you think of, holy shit, if they just did this, that would either fix it or make it better.
Hmm.
Yeah. And one hit me fairly recently because there's a twist in the Star Wars movies that does not matter.
Okay.
Whatsoever. Yet I picture George Lucas sitting there going, oh, that's a good twist.
I imagine
he
giggles.
Yeah.
I don't have a neck.
His beard does go straight from like bottom lip to collarbone.
He's got like shoulder to ears kind of going.
Yeah. So the famous twist in Star Wars, spoiler alert, people, Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Yes.
Right? That's probably the biggest twist. Minor twist, Obi-Wan Kenobi is Ben Kenobi. Not a huge twist.
Yeah. You can sort of guess that from the moment you meet him.
Yeah. Here's the twist that does not matter whatsoever.
That those really are the droids they're looking for?
No, not a twist. Okay, just a thing that happens.
All right. Yeah, it's dramatic irony.
Here's the twist that has no bearing on the plot whatsoever. It's just George Lucas wanted another twist. Why is Leia Luke's sister? Why does that matter? What's the point? There's no point. She doesn't need to be his sister for anything in that story to... It doesn't change a thing. The only thing it changes... what were you going
to
say?
I'm guessing it's because Lucas wanted to switch the love interest from Luke for her to Han Solo.
Right, but by Empire, it was already her and Han Solo. He doesn't find out she's his sister till Jedi.
Oh, I forgot. I thought that he found out about that really early.
No, he finds out in Jedi that she's also the daughter of Darth Vader.
I see.
It's a twist that doesn't matter. It's just Lucas wanted another twist. He M. Night Shyamalan'd himself.
Why does the black character have to have a whole bunch of illegitimate children?
Why does the black character have to betray all of them?
Why does he have to be the absentee father to two characters?
Are you calling Darth Vader the black character because he dresses in all black?
I think that's Lando.
Lando, no kids.
Yeah, no kids.
Yeah, it's got a cape, though.
And a sweet...
maybe Lando was spaceship. A Blackula.
Yeah.
What do you think, guys think? Did that twist that, matter at all?
You know, it almost... Now that you mentioned it, it almost seems hack, knowing that it... Hold on. Fucking Armageddon is raining down on us.
Yeah.
We record
in Anaheim, like maybe 2 miles from Disneyland, and the fireworks start going while we start recording.
We're about a mile
at this point.
We're in the shadow of the mouse.
I'm 2 miles. Corey's 1 mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 8 miles.
Because where they shoot the fireworks off of,
yeah,
is like literally the next major street over.
Oh, yeah.
And by the Anaheim grid system, from major street to major street, it's a mile.
Yeah. They might not get picked up on the mics, but they're very...
Yeah, I bet our listeners are like, what are they talking about?
I didn't hear shit.
Yeah.
We just heard explosions.
Yeah, it sounded like fucking World War III just landed on my garage.
Yeah.
What were we talking about, though?
The twist.
Oh, it seems... Now that you mention it, it seems kind of like a hack thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never really thought that much...
Right.
Into it, just like, oh, yeah, as a matter of fact.
It's
a thing.
It's a twist that does not matter.
It doesn't. You're right.
It has no bearing on the story whatsoever. It doesn't change a thing.
Yeah, the fact that you thought it was just a thing is kind of...
Well...
It makes it not very good cinema.
What it does do...
Yeah.
...is puts Luke as a heir to a throne?
Not really.
Unless he's going to fuck his sister.
But I mean, like...
What throne? The Skywalker throne?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, he's royalty. When we first meet him,
how is he royalty? Darth Vader wasn't royal.
Yeah, he wasn't the
emperor. She's only Princess Leia's only royal because she was adopted by a king. Just because she has this brother now that was missing doesn't mean he gets to be royal.
Their mother
too.
Is a queen.
Whatever. Oh, Queen Amidala. Yeah. I forgot.
Natalie Portman was a queen.
I forgot about Naports.
She was also head of the Senate.
Look,
right?
I know that Natalie Portman can look kind of boyish sometimes, but that's not fair.
Yeah. It's either Natalie Portman or Keira Knightley, whichever one was in the makeup when Darth Vader fucked
her. It's one of the two. I forgot all about Padme.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, Queen Amidala is totally a queen, which means that Luke is a prince.
I forgot about her because those movies don't exist.
Yes.
They're not real.
Yeah.
They are shitty, but it does stay in canon.
Yeah, so I guess technically they are a prince and a princess.
But
now.
Even that...
But she was already a princess, well, just being...
Leia was a princess.
Just being Bail Organa's daughter or whoever the fuck.
Right, but she was rightfully a princess anyway.
Yeah.
Because a king probably...
She got double princessed.
But like a king... What's really fucked up, like, how does Luke get to Tatooine? Dean, you're our resident.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Doesn't Obi-Wan drop him off with Owen Lars?
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I don't remember...
No, he flies away from...
How does he go to live with his aunt and uncle?
Obi-Wan drops him off, and then... hangs out in a cave nearby to sort of oversee.
I think
he's
it's
right
goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang in this cave.
No. Why does Luke need to be separated and Leia does not? Because Luke
because they're afraid that Luke is going to fuck
separated
Leia.
From what?
Like Leia.
They were both separated because
no.
She was sent to.
Well, Amidala dies at giving birth. Fucking Hayden Christensen turns into Darth Vader somehow. Right. And then Leia gets to stay in a royal family because she's a princess.
It's a different royal family.
But she's a princess. And I'm guessing that royal family is like, you know, if we're going to adopt somebody, hey, look what just came on the market.
Yeah.
Why did they turn down a male heir?
Right, yeah.
I think it was supposed.
That's a good point.
I think it was supposed to be that they didn't want Luke to turn into his father, so they sent him off to live on a dirt farm with his uncle.
Well, thanks a lot, bumfuck Obi-Wan.
Like, yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's a shitty fucking existence living in squalor with his aunt and uncle on a desert planet with two moons.
Let's set. It's like, you know what they were doing is they were doing a space version of Trading Places. Let's send one to the rich prince family, and let's send one to a dirt farm.
But
perfect.
Like,
yeah.
It's known that she gives birth to twins.
Yeah.
And the royal family that adopts baby Leia must have known that there was...
Oh, yeah. They were totally in on the plans, weren't they? Weren't they like, we'll take the girl or some shit?
I'm not sure because this is going
in. This is in the third.
Yeah,
episode three.
Which isn't real.
Yeah, this is going into prequel territory, which I'm not as versed in.
Yeah, yeah, I half watched the first three. So
who gives a shit about that anyway?
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, Leia and Luke don't have to be brother and sister for the story to make sense. It's still the same story.
Yes.
Yeah. She could just be a fucking princess who was the head of the rebels. That's all you needed her to be.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And she could have just been like, nah, I think Luke's kind of gay. I'm going to go with Han Solo.
They could have been cousins.
Not even, you don't even,
you know,
need
where, like, Padme's sister.
You don't even need that. You know what they could have done?
Played nothing.
Up. No, they could have. He could have literally had a little, like, which one is she going to pick thing? But then he was like, I know they'll be brother and sister. Well, I guess she has to go with Han now.
Yeah.
Because he's the only other not fly thing.
Well, there's Lando.
Around.
Landau?
Lando.
Martin Landau?
Martin Landau, yeah.
Corey, this was the 70s. Lando. Come on.
I think Lando's one of the cooler characters in fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
Han Solo.
He has a Colt 45 problem.
Han Solo. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He likes that malt liquor.
Yeah.
Han Solo's kind of a dick. And he shot first.
He did shoot first, God damn it.
Not according to the revised edition.
Revised editions don't count either.
The weirdest part in any of the Star Wars movies is that part where Han Solo starts singing, and he's going, Han Solo Cup.
I feel you. I think we hit the new low, actually.
Is that when he's doing that dance from the Kinect games? Like, I want to be a shooting star.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Quick question.
Okay.
How does Han Solo understand the Wookiee? So Han Solo clearly speaks Wookiee, but he speaks English back to the Wookiee, and the Wookiee understands
that. That always bothered me in Star Wars, because like they did this part where that Count Dooku from the fucking prequel movies was talking to these traitors,
and
they're going like, Uja, bo, do, 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 and he goes like, yeah, well, you can't do that because maybe, blah, blah, blah. Like,
maybe there's crossover with the Hitchhiker's Guide universe, and they all have Babelfish in their ear.
Or they have Google Translator.
Or they're just
instant translators.
Or they're just really pretentious. Like, I know your language. I'm not going to fucking speak it back to you.
Corey, Google Translator didn't exist because this is long ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
That's slowly about to collide with our own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone like tweeted, like, because in the new Star Wars that they're making, Han and Leia are married, and her name is Leia Solo. And someone tweeted, so even in the future, they're still taking the husband's last name, and it's like, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away. This movie's not the future.
But they got lasers and shit.
Why in this alternate universe does their technology move backwards? In time.
Yeah, the prequels have way better shit.
I read an article saying that...
And their fights are a lot better.
Is it because of the suppression by the Empire?
I read an article that said like all of the people in Star Wars are actually illiterate, or like the vast majority of them are, because if you look at a lot of the technology that they use, there's no text in anything. It's just pictures and holograms and shit.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, like, it's Idiocracy.
Like, they don't send an email to each other. They have to send a holographic picture of Princess Leia going, I need your help.
But like,
they couldn't just text
like
that.
A really shitty hologram message. Yeah,
with the bad buffering.
We already
stuff.
Have better holograms.
Yes.
Yeah. We've done Tupac and Michael Jackson now.
Done.
And Hatsune Miku or whatever the fucking Japanese thing
and
is.
And the gorillas.
Yeah.
The gorillas. With
that guy was running for president of India, I think.
Really? He was a hologram?
He did hologram speeches.
So that he wouldn't get assassinated?
Just he would be like, I want to do a speech for these people, but I'm not going to travel all the way to fuck there.
Because India's fucking large.
I guess. Yeah.
It's got a lot of...
I had no idea.
They have like half time zones in India.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2:30 here.
And then cross
3 there.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, they like...
I imagine they say Indian numbers instead of 2:30.
Are numbers not universal?
Yeah, but they have a different word for
the word. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like,
the numerals are...
Yeah, I don't mean that they have a whole different
it's
number
not, it's Ganesha clock somewhere.
So, yeah. Don't make Leia Luke's sister.
It doesn't matter.
It's not necessary. It's just he wanted one more twist to get him.
Right.
God, gotcha.
I think the only way that works is because, like, if they had developed it to where, because they were twins, there was something to do with, like, the Jedi gene.
Right.
Maybe going to Leia as well. And then, like, by like, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, Return... What's the last one? Fuck.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, yeah. I was right. Like, maybe she has some things that
help.
Yeah,
she didn't get to use the Force at all, except that she's the best shot. Like, she shoots people the best.
That doesn't
fucking
mean shit.
So maybe that's her Force. You know what would have been way more interesting?
If she'd used the Force on fucking Jabba?
No, fuck her. Oh, this is what would have been way more interesting.
A little skinny for my taste. But
the character...
Jabba is?
Ooh.
I like when I can make Dean smile. Yeah. Those are rare moments. I like those moments.
What's that little fucker's name?
Well, I forget what that guy's name is. I don't know.
Augustus Gloop?
Yeah, Augustus Gloop. Yeah. That's not even the name of the character you're talking about.
No.
What would be better?
This is what I think would be more interesting.
More interesting.
The character who was like, bullshit, fuck this Jedi nonsense. Han Solo the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the twist was that he was the other one? Because if you remember, the prophecy that Luke had a sibling happened earlier, but then it turned out to be Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a prophecy that didn't matter to the plot at all.
Right.
But what if it did matter to the plot because they make Han the character who's been like sort of seeing all this Jedi shit as nonsense because he's just a rogue?
Right.
What if it turns out he was Luke's other brother,
and there's no love interest?
Well, no, you could still have Leia as the rebel, the leader of the rebels. That's
oh
awesome.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah.
I got you.
I'm saying just that Han, what if he was the one that actually had Jedi powers and didn't know it, and in some fucking third act twist he saves the day with his Jedi powers that he didn't even fucking know he had?
That'd be an interesting foil too, because they always set up as like Luke was the good side of the Force, and then Darth Vader was the dark side of the Force, and then you always had Han as like kind of this middle ground. Yeah. Like he does bad shit but he has a good heart kind of shit. So,
or shit, you know what, even fuck that idea. How about Leia gets to do something? If you're going to make her, like, fuck taking it away from Leia, let's keep the twist, but give Leia something to do that's, like, the big surprise. Not just, by the way, that's your sister. Oh, thanks. Moving on.
Yeah, right. I guess it would have been awkward had we kissed in that one movie.
Yeah.
It's too bad I'm a girl and I can't do anything with the Force.
Have her do a crazy Force thing that saves the day at the end.
Like, she has the electricity that the Emperor has or
something. Yeah, something like that. Like, she got some crazy shit that even Luke didn't have.
She turns into a Super Saiyan or something.
There are female Jedi, right?
In, like, the expanded universe shit, but not in the first movies.
Not in the first movies.
It's a bit sexist. Right? Like, I always got the opinion that, like, only males had the capability of being Jedis.
The first three movies?
Yeah, like, it seemed like... All right, well, this is sort of a male-centric...
Because even when they reveal that she's also a Skywalker, she never gets to show off her powers, so you're led to believe...
Because she probably doesn't have any powers.
Yeah, you're led to believe, oh, she doesn't have any powers, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though... It's goofy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it always seemed like ladies,
so
ladies
fix
never
that
got,
shit.
Got to be...
If they would have fixed that, I think Star Wars would have been even better than everybody likes it. Plus, Jedi was always the disappointing one of the three.
Uh-huh.
Probably because of the Ewoks.
All the Muppets in it.
Yeah.
I like the Ewoks.
Well, here's the thing I figured out. People who saw Star Wars in the theater and then saw Return of the Jedi hate the Ewoks. Kids who grew up with all three movies already out love the Ewoks.
Yeah, I like the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just a thing.
Like,
that's just one of those things. It's like there's kids born now love Jar Jar Binks.
No, there isn't.
Swear to God.
No, there isn't.
There's kids out there who think Jar Jar is the greatest.
They should be aborted.
And when I say born now, I mean born before 99 when the first movie came out.
But like, Jar Jar Binks is like a terribly stereotypical
bad when you're character. A kid, when you're a kid and there's the space movie where people are talking about trade commissions and you have a goofy, you're like,
I'm a Jamaican.
That's the funny one. I gravitate towards that. Kids are dumb.
Yeah, I love Bootsy Collins.
But, like, the Ewoks, why did they get a bad rap? Just because they're, like, cutesy?
That's pretty much what it was, is people didn't like that they were cutesy.
Because Empire was pretty dark. And then
I was born, a year before you? So I'm also with you that, like, Ewoks don't bother me.
Right.
But I just know people hate them, so I bring them up.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't see, like, the fucking universe is filled with a bunch of different fucking creatures.
Yeah, and Yoda's a puppet anyway, so.
Yeah. None of it fucking... I don't know. Chewbacca, like the Wookiees are kind of like just large fucking Ewoks.
Also, the planet in Return of the Jedi, where all the...
Endor?
Yeah, where all the fucking...
Or is it the moon of Endor?
They're on the moon of Endor, I think.
Yeah, I think
it's Endor's moon.
Which is funny. This moon has grass all over it, but I didn't know moons could do that.
Jupiter has a lot of moons that have like water on them and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Galaxy far, far away, man.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Fuck do we know?
Cosmos.
I guess it's just the size determines what it is, if it's a moon or not.
I just think it's... No, moon means that it encircles another planet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a bigger planet, Endor, and one of its moons...
is covered in grass and has little furry Ewoks on it. So the original idea was that they go to the Wookiee planet. And so it's all these badass Wookiees. Yeah. And
then
let's sell merch.
Ewoks, yay, cutesy teddy bear.
You know, we could save
make an animated series out of it.
We could save a lot on sewing materials if we just make them tiny.
Yeah. We could make two Ewoks for one Wookiee.
Perfect.
And it's a lot easier to find little people to act in this role than it is to find 8-foot tall people.
Because they've already been filling them with, you know, the droid suits.
Andre the Giant was busy.
Also, throw just a random kid in there that's sort of sitting with the Ewoks and has no purpose. Just some random boy.
Right.
Yeah. The one of the Ewoks is like rubbing oddly. This is my bitch.
Nub nub. Rub my nub nub.
I like your
Ewok one nook nook.
I like your revision though that the Princess Leia is the head of the Rebel Alliance.
That's already
No.
In place.
But she's no.
Yeah.
That she is powerful female.
Yeah.
Right. Who's royal or whatever, and she leads the entire Rebel Alliance.
They can call her Queen Bee.
baby, she'll rule.
Maybe when that prophecy comes through,
where
that
Fudge
Luke has
made.
A sibling,
yeah,
all signs sort of point towards Leia, and we're led to believe that it's Leia, and then the twist would be Han.
Right.
And then Han gets captured.
I'm starting to even rethink that maybe it should be Leia. But have her do something with it.
But she's already an important character in that she's the leader of the
Han is already a badass. He doesn't need anything else.
But he, like you pointed out, is the character that could be turned about the Force.
That's true.
You know, so
either way,
because he's kind of in the middle when it comes to the dark
side.
Either
way would be better than what happens.
That gives him an arc.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which really every character in every movie should have some sort of an arc.
Yeah.
Especially if they're a principal. Character.
Yeah, essentially his arc right now is he goes from badass to badass that has a girlfriend now.
And somewhere along the lines he gets captured by a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. And then is frozen
in carbonite.
Yeah, the software use to back up your PC.
And then he learns
carbonite.
Then he learns to let it go.
Let it go. Frozen. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one of my main ones.
Is that how he gets out of the carbonite? Leia gets kiss.
Yeah, he lets
true
it go.
Kiss.
Yeah.
It was Luke.
Well, see, that's the thing. If Luke had been his brother, he could have sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
And then broken the curse
true
of the
love.
Carbonite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, any of you got something?
I've got something related to Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking...
Do you want to build a Hothman?
Sorry, let's build a Hothman.
Don't you have to be a Hothman?
Go away, Luke! Okay, bye.
I was thinking that mine would be like a recasting, and it has to do with Star Wars. I was thinking... so you have Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ben Kenobi, whatever... I was thinking, if
are
I
you,
had...
Are you replacing Hayden Christensen?
No, this is original movies.
Original movies. Okay.
I was thinking of replacing the actor with Gary Busey. Because, and hear me on in this, because...
He was super young in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, I was...
Old age makeup. It's totally cool.
Yeah. Because I'm... And I definitely want him...
Let me tell you about the Force.
Yeah.
F for freedom. O for ostrich. R for rage. C for Charlie. E for energy.
E for everyone gets a chance at greatness.
Yeah.
But you're kind of... Doc's kind of going along the lines that I'm thinking, because this would definitely be post-motorcycle accident, BC, because... It's like he's in a leadership role where he's training a young ward in this mystical spiritual shit, which is like right up his alley. But instead of having like a distinguished English actor that's very reserved delivering the lines,
just fear is the path to the dark side, Butthorn.
I was thinking he could go like because I was looking at some of the quotes that Gary Busey said and
in Utah. Use the Force.
You could start like, a young Jedi named Darth Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force. My dark side, my shadow, my lower companion is now in the back room blowing up balloons for kids' parties. Actual thing he said.
Nice.
But yeah, he has all his shit like fucking... man, I can't really top what Doc said.
Shit. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
But I might be... No, because yours is funnier than
what
I was.
Hold on, he can edit that into the end.
No. I just want to read some of the other shit that he said, the sand people will be back, and they'll come back in larger numbers. And L.A. County is like a huge tortilla. It spreads everywhere.
Are you taking actual Gary Busey quotes?
Yeah,
and
like kind of mixing him in, so he sounds kind of crazy. And I was also kind of thinking of him as like any role where he's that kind of mystical leader, like Morpheus or something in the Matrix, where like, like because of the way he delivers lines, it would be like, "You think that's air you're breathing?" And he starts yelling at him, and then Neo just goes like, "You know what? I'm not really on board with this whole Matrix thing. I'm just gonna take the blue pill and go home." Like,
which one gives me steak again? What's that?
What's that thing? How do I use the butt horn? I don't even know what that is. So, yeah, I thought that would be fun.
We got to get on the Nebuchadnezzar. N for neutrons. Too many letters.
Fuck it. I think there's an E in there. Fuck me up.
N for never. E for Nebuchadnezzar.
E for Enoch. Read your Bible. They left Enoch out of it because he was abducted by aliens.
Gary Busey as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Or Morpheus. Oh, man. Funny or Die should totally get Gary Busey him into those movies. Holy
shit. Oh, boy.
Fuck. Well, I don't think we're going to top any of that.
Yeah. Corey, do you have one? Good job, D.
Yeah, fuck. You guys came prepared.
I wasn't as prepared as I was hoping I would be.
You had fucking lines that you were...
Oh, yeah, I should have taken more time to read them, though. Or write them.
I have sort of like general grievances that I would like to see changed in...
You didn't like General Grievous?
No.
Was that his name?
Yeah, okay. Grievous, yeah.
Are we still on Star Wars?
No. Okay. No, I'm going to switch off of Star Wars.
Let's get off of Star Wars.
Let's see. One, my, I'll go with a sort of generality in superhero movies in general.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And that is this. I feel like it's become sort of a trope in superhero movies now, where the hero goes, "I don't want to be a hero anymore."
Yeah.
You know, and just like quits.
I remember that was your problem with Spider-Man 2.
It was my problem with Spider-Man 2.
Which is a beloved film.
Well, Spider-Man 2, like, he was so fucking whiny about it. Like,
I don't want to risk my life and get killed.
He didn't actually turn into emo Spider-Man until the third movie, but...
The third one, and it wasn't even emo. He looked emo, but he was jazzy. And
he was an asshole. Yeah. He was asshole Spider-Man. Yeah.
He was like the mask Spider-Man or something. Like,
this is the mask! Smoking!
I get that... You know, like it's a dramatic thing about, you know, the weight of,
yeah,
all of that responsibility, but with great power comes great responsibility, which is a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
You know? So he can't turn against that.
Right.
You know? Otherwise, he's turning against his Uncle Ben, which he fucking...
Right.
Like, is indebted to.
Yeah.
By the way, we know how Uncle Ben dies. We don't need to have his fucking origin story in every movie where he Uncle Ben, no, again! Like, I don't need that fucking shit.
Well, I mean, it's the same as, like...
It's been, like, eight movies
when
of
you
that.
When you reboot the series, though, like, you gotta give... Like, why does Peter Parker have... You know, it's the same with, like, Superman. Like, you gotta set up, like, the character that creates...
They could just go, like, see movie one.
Well, no, but, like, there's the moral compass of every superhero, right, is fixed by a particular character.
Right.
Most often, it's their father's or, you know, their father figure, you know, where, like, Superman, Clark Kent has Pa Kent, Spider-Man has Uncle Ben, Batman has Alfred, really, kind of, in a way.
Yeah.
And
Batman has Justice.
But I mean, he has his... Yeah, he
Batman
has
is an old English guy that makes snarky comments sometimes.
Well, he also has his father and his father's legacy.
Right.
And
the
then...
The Wayne Foundation.
Yeah, and then all of that gets stripped from them, which leaves them on their own to make sure that, like... It's set by those characters. Then those characters are stripped from them, and that sets them on the path to sort of justify...
Well, hold on. You're going by Man of Steel's thing, because in actual Superman comics, Pa Kent was around for a long time while Superman was Superman.
But he also has Jor-El.
Jor-El was stripped of him. Yes.
Which was
correct.
Stripped of him.
But he could just shove a pink crystal up his butt and then talk to him anytime he wanted
to.
Hello,
true.
Son. I'm still dead, but I can interact with you.
Pa Kent does eventually die in the original
Superman
too. But like that's also an event where it's sort of out of control of the superpowers or, you know, like their abilities or whatever. Like, they have this power, and those characters tell them, like, yo, you really gotta... Yo.
Yo.
Hey, dude.
Yo.
Yo, Jor-El.
Yo, yeah. Supes.
Yo, Kal-El. You're pretty powerful now, okay? You want to use that for good, you know?
And I think his Ebonics stopped at yo.
And they're sort of they lay upon them, like I said, that moral compass, that sort of responsibility to not abuse the power and whatnot.
Okay.
And that I'm fine with. Every time you reboot the series, like, okay, you kind of have to figure out where that lies. Now, Man of Steel varied it from the Donner Superman.
Man of Steel sucks too.
Yeah, Man of Steel was terrible. I mean, the Pa Kent and Man of Steel is fucking atrocious.
I know.
Kevin Costner played it fine because that's the way it was written.
Hey,
no, like he's perfectly fine as an actor.
Hey Clark, maybe you should use your power to fuck Goyles or something.
instead of saving people, let the kids die.
I don't
fuck some Goyles.
I don't blame that Pa Kent on Kevin Costner.
No, I know.
He was given a script.
I'm not willing to concede that Kevin Costner's a good actor.
He's good in things.
Yeah.
Not universally. Yes,
right.
I agree. So those types of things, that's fine. Like, we need to know that they're on their own and they've got now added weight to carry on the legacy of the person that told them how to be right and how to not do wrong, right?
So you're a gripe.
But then, by, like, every second or third movie,
they
go,
all like, bleh.
Ah, fuck it. This is hard. Right. This is really hard. I quit. And they fucking abandon everything up until that point. Especially the characters that, because they existed, crazier bad guys show up.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, that's the universe. That's the situation that now exists. You know, because there's a Caped Crusader, there is a guy who can be a demented fucking Joker.
Yeah.
You know, who wears clown makeup and is theatrical about his crimes. You know, like, real criminal wouldn't be that brazen, you know, because they would be arrested.
Dark Knight Rises, he's quit for a long time at the beginning.
It's like, yes.
That was also kind of annoying.
That bothered me. That's one of those where like he had quit for 8 years.
Yeah.
No.
Which, by the way, if you add it up in total, that means Batman was a thing that happened in Gotham in total for like a few months.
Yeah.
Remember that Batman thing? No, I don't watch the news much.
Yeah.
He really wasn't that significant.
I know.
Except for then he's marked by having killed Harvey Dent, which he didn't do.
Yeah. Which they later find out he didn't do.
But they pin it on Batman.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that was Batman's idea.
But that doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know. He could have just blamed it on the Joker.
Yeah.
I know. We all know this.
Aside from the fact that the Joker did it.
You're jumping around, though.
I'm just saying,
main gripe is, seemed to be, like, okay, so...
The superheroes should never quit. They should battle with the responsibility, yes.
Right.
They should feel the weight of, you know, the burden of having to be everybody's savior.
Yeah.
You know? But they should never quit.
So your fix, then, for, like, Spider-Man 2 would be
stop being such a pussy, Peter Parker. That's my fix for Spider-Man
Don't 2. Have him quit.
I had to hold a train back with my bare hands.
Because, like, once he quits, then what the fuck does he do? He still has all those superpowers.
Yeah. The part that bugged me when he quit, by the way, is he sees someone getting mugged, and he's like, well, I can't help.
This is fucking bullshit.
He still could have helped.
This is my point. Yeah. Batman...
I can't call the police or anything.
At least in Dark Knight Rises, he quits because he's got, like, fucking... deteriorating leg.
Yeah.
He walks around on a cane. Like, that's shitty. I disagree with the amount of time that he would have been out, you know?
Right. I like Dark Knight Returns, where he quits because he's old as fuck.
Yes, he's 80. Back. Like, what the fuck is he going to do because he's 80? And then he comes back. And you know what? He's still a fucking badass 80-year-old.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
Hot belly going over his utility bill.
Yeah.
You know? Like... Yeah, that makes sense. But also in that canon, he had given the moniker over, you know.
Did he in Dark Knight Returns?
I don't remember clearly.
I think you're mixing up Batman Beyond with Dark Knight Returns.
No, isn't that still in canon with the original stories where Robin took over and then became Nightwing and then like...
Well, Robin, Dick Grayson, became Batman at one point because...
Yes.
Bruce Wayne was missing, presumed dead.
Right.
It wasn't that he said, "Here, take over for me,"
which is what they sort of stole from for Dark Knight Rises.
A little bit,
yeah.
Like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spoiler alert!
Really? Spoiler alert on
no,
fucking
I know.
Batman.
Yeah, that's old enough.
Everybody's seen
I'd
Batman.
Say that's old enough.
Plus, that's such a ubiquitous movie everybody's seen.
Yeah,
yeah, and it made like $100 million.
Perhaps more than that.
300.
I guess we'll never know.
I don't have the figures in front of me. Yeah.
If only there was a website where you could look up how much...
If only there was a database on the internet.
How much
movies.
Your box office had mojo. Then you could see.
Because there's such a big gap between Batman Year One and Batman Returns... And so much, you know, Batman has aged.
Are you talking about Dark Knight Returns?
That's what I mean. Okay. Dark Knight Returns.
Batman Returns is fucking...
It's Return of the Jedi.
fucking dancing penguins and bullshit.
It was because I said it's Batman Year One and then Dark Knight Returns, which are the Frank Miller adaptations, right?
Right.
There's so much time that's passed. I assumed that the regular canon of all the shit that happens in the middle from the, you know, Detective Comics run... sort of falls in canon with all of that.
I believe Dark Knight Returns is
it
not
canon? That's
in canon until they make it in canon. Right now, it's not.
Because that's kind of like an Alan Moore like side story, kind of like one-off
it's
thing.
It's a side piece. Is it Alan Moore or Frank Miller?
No, Dark Knight Returns is Frank Miller.
I thought it was Alan Moore.
Mm. Oh, shit.
This has got to
be nerd off!
Because I was pretty sure that the masterpiece comic book that I had was a leather-bound Frank Miller collection Batman that started at Year One and ended all the way through Returns.
Yeah, you're right about Year One, but I thought Dark Knight Returns was Alan Moore.
No, Alan Moore does Watchmen.
He did Batman 2.
They made a Batman too?
Oh, yeah, they did. That is, joke
the search,
doesn't work.
The search dark, for Joker's gold.
Yeah.
Night.
Actually, a penguin would make more sense.
Return.
Fuck penguin.
Cut all of this shit.
Keep it in.
Written by Frank Miller.
Frank Miller.
All right.
I'm actually leaving that in.
Yeah.
Told you, Dean. All right.
Written by Frank Miller. Frank Miller penciled it. And then Klaus Janson was the inker on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And then Alan Moore got jealous and became bitter and said, well, I don't need to write a fucking Batman story.
And then he put some kind of witch curse on him or something.
Yeah. Those are like the bookends of Batman's career. Like, it's the first Batman story and like kind of the last Batman story, right? That Frank Miller did.
Yeah.
So like, I would assume that he would have quit then because, one, he was getting old and he had passed that moniker off, you know?
But he didn't. Like, in Dark Knight Returns, he hasn't given the moniker to anybody.
Oh, he hasn't?
No.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
No, he just ran off.
I think you were thinking of Batman Beyond.
Not Batman Beyond. No, I'm saying, like, in the canon, like, there's been four Robins.
Yeah, but he's never...
Two of which have held the Batman...
He's never said any of you take over.
Fuck, I don't know. There's a
Dick Grayson took it upon himself to take over when Bruce Wayne was missing and or dead.
Then he came back and became.
And then he came back and Dick Grayson was like, "All right, I can be Nightwing again." By the way, here's your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, I was retconning in other other adaptations.
So any superhero movie where the hero quits halfway through the movie,
get
rid of that
when he quits, unless he has a contingency plan.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he just, like, in Spider-Man 2 bugs me to no end because he's like, I quit because this is hard.
If it's the end, you're fine, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, in Dark Knight Rises, he gives it to somebody else.
Right.
You know, he goes through this whole shit. He realizes he doesn't have, he tries to do, to go the distance to be the,
he's
you know,
going the distance.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's going
like the
for
Joker,
speed.
The Joker sort of challenges him to go beyond his limits and deal with the crime the way the crime should be dealt with. And he goes that distance. He doesn't like that.
Yeah.
And that's why he's soured by the entire experience.
Okay.
He has to come back. Not too happy about him quitting and having to come back. Like,
right.
He could be battling with that the entire time.
So you're more okay with that than the other ones where the hero's just like, I can't do this.
Well, like I said, the Batman that quits in Nolan's Batman is near crippled.
Right.
You know, his knee is completely deteriorated and he has to walk around on a cane.
But
Batman is not very effective he's got to walk around on a cane.
Didn't he quit before all that happened, though?
Yes, but they wrote it into the third one that he you know.
I can't be the Green Lantern
anymore. Spider-Man 2, don't have Spider-Man quit. And you're fine with it.
Have him battle with quitting.
That's
like,
your fix.
I should quit because, or like have Mary Jane be an asshole and be like, you should quit.
You should make her a jerk.
Because I'm the only one that seems to be taken captive.
Well, Mary Jane can make people lazy.
She's an asshole to him.
Good one.
Yeah.
Most of that movie.
Yeah. I blame Kristen Dunst.
Yeah. Yeah, that one we can blame on Kristen Dunst. Kirsten Dunst.
Whatever. Whatever.
She doesn't deserve her name.
All Kirstens are assholes.
I can't be the Green Lantern anymore. I need to be in a Van Wilder movie.
Going off superheroes, I have another one.
Okay.
This one is actually about the comic universe.
Okay.
Because right now in the movie universe, we have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is all the Avengers people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's all one universe.
Yeah.
Then Fox owns the rights to X-Men and Fantastic Four. They're building to make that one universe as well.
They probably shouldn't.
And
then Sony owns Spider-Man.
Sony owns Spider-Man, and fucking he's his own thing.
Yeah.
But in the comics, all Marvel comics, all these characters share the same universe, which if you really think about it, doesn't make a lot of sense, because in X-Men... people fucking hate mutants.
Yeah.
They're too powerful. What, they're going to attack us. They have all these powers. They could do whatever they want. But people have no problem with the Fantastic Four.
Right.
Yeah, Iron Man, he's great. Yeah. You
know what I mean? Local municipalities are fine.
Okay,
with Spider-Man.
Well, I think here's the differentiation.
Yeah.
Is that they don't like natural born mutants.
But what? Who?
Because the Fantastic Four, they were like hero astronauts.
Yeah.
That got zapped by some radioactive
rays. But now they have
rays,
powers.
And now and they have powers.
Way too powerful. You think those same people who hate mutants would be like, oh, and also them. Because they have powers.
But they're supposed to be like heroes that came back.
Yeah,
and
but
now they're
the X-Men are heroes, but they still hate them because they're mutants.
Because they're natural born.
Here's my fix.
Mutants.
Here's my fix.
Okay.
Marvel Comics separate the X-Men completely out of the rest of their comic universe.
Okay.
The X-Men should be its own universe so that your "we hate people with powers" thing makes sense
right.
with the rest of the shit that's going on. X-Men has its own thing. Spider-Man, Avengers, Fantastic Four can all be together because they can all coexist and still have it make sense.
Because they follow the sort of normal
right.
superhero formula in that, like, this city has these people to watch over them.
Yeah, exactly. I think if Marvel ever does, like, I know they did sort of this Marvel Now reboot. Wasn't really a reboot, though. But I think they should do something to separate the two universes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have it make logical sense.
What if it's like a parallel universe?
Well, yeah. There's the fucking... That's a big thing in Marvel is multi-universes.
The multiverse.
Yeah.
So the X-Men
are in a different universe.
Are in a different universe.
That's all you
got to
do.
Where mutants are...
But instead, you know, some writer one day was like, you know, it'd be cool if Wolverine joined the Avengers. And then they did that. And now it doesn't make sense. Why would everyone hate mutants but be fine with every other superhero?
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know what it is? A ploy to sell more comics
right.
because Wolverine is super popular.
And you know, in the early days of Marvel Comics, none of these characters interacted.
Right.
It was all their own little separate universe. Spider-Man was the one superhero in that city in his comic for a long time.
Right.
X-Men were the one group of superheroes in this alternate universe where people are constantly turning into mutants.
Right.
Or mutants are being born. Excuse me.
Right.
You're born a mutant. You don't turn into one later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a choice.
Okay,
it's not
Dad.
A choice.
Nature, not nurture.
Yeah. The Avengers people... Each of their own separate books were their own separate story
right.
until they started mixing them together. Now, mixing them together still works because the Avengers are kind of different jurisdictions.
Well, there's the whole SHIELD under
right.
Like, there's a secret government thing that's aligning all these people for the greater good.
Right.
Like that
but,
really
but, like,
cements...
They're all different jurisdictions, so that you don't have, like, why didn't Iron Man show up to help this guy? In this comic where he's in danger. Because Iron Man's over somewhere the fuck else.
Right.
Busy.
How do superheroes define their jurisdictions? Do they show up to, like,
I don't know.
Municipality
it's vague
meetings
because Spider-Man is New York
districts.
City. Spider-Man is New York City, but Daredevil is just Hell's Kitchen. So he's like,
well, but
only
he's,
this area.
He's blind, so he doesn't
yeah, he,
really
he,
know
he,
that
he
he's
needs
not
to be familiar with
his
surroundings right. yeah. and stuff, you know.
Which, by the way, they're doing a Daredevil... Netflix show now.
Uh-huh.
Because Marvel got the rights to Daredevil back. But it's going to take place in modern day because they want it to be in their universe.
That's fine.
But Hell's Kitchen is nice now.
Oh, is it?
It's filled with hipsters.
They clean it up.
It's total gentrification, I think it's called.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's totally like, there's no crime in Hell's Kitchen now. So they have to, like, make an alternate universe Hell's Kitchen where Hell's Kitchen still sucks. For it to make any sense.
Just put it in Riverside
or
something. Or
this is what I bet they're going to do. I bet they're going to open him up and have him be more all of New York since Spider-Man is with Sony.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Although, it's a fictional story. They could make any neighborhood.
Right, right. They could just say, yeah, in our universe, Hell's Kitchen still stinks.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's called Hell's Kitchen. Thematically, you know, like the OC was not like the OC.
Don't call it that.
No.
Wait, why don't we just have Daredevil in the OC?
Perfect.
Yes. Daredevil.
Perfect.
There's no braille on anything.
Yeah. Daredevil in placenta.
So yeah, my fix is in the comics, separate X-Men
They're
from
in a,
everything
another
else.
Multiverse.
X-Men
They're...
should be its own universe.
Got you.
Right.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's crazy inconsistencies there with the sort of...
And by the way,
the
you
pulse
can
of
still
the nation
have,
that
you can
exists.
Still have them cross over. Because there are multiverses that people travel to all the fucking time.
Right.
So you can have Wolverine use... So he meets a mutant that can travel through different multiverses.
Or
take me to this Earth.
Professor X and Jean Grey. Like
so I can hang out with Iron Man.
Take me to the universe where that girl's not my clone thing maybe, so I can fuck her.
Maybe telepaths.
Yeah.
Can tap into the other universes.
Sure. But you could even just have a mutant that opens wormholes to other universes.
That too. Yes.
You know?
We'll call
That's
him...
pretty much what Nightcrawler does, by the way.
Yes.
His teleportation isn't... He puts himself in an alternate universe where it's like sort of everything's empty and time moves quicker, I believe it would be. So then he gets himself to the area he wants to be.
Time moves
slower, I think it would be.
Would it be slower?
It's relative.
Yeah.
His time would be moving at the same speed.
Yeah, to him it would be normal time.
Yeah.
But he could saunter over to his destination.
Yeah, so that's how his teleportation works, is he goes into another world where it smells like sulfur.
But in physics terms, he would be speeding up so fast...
To us, it would be like, oh, that was instant.
Our time relative to us wouldn't seem like it changed at all, but he would, by traveling faster than...
I think we're getting so deep in nerd shit right now.
We are.
We're so deep.
We started opening up comic book pages.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're going to break the fourth wall.
Put the
something?
X-Men in their own fucking universe and you solve all your weird continuity shit with humans.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom. Fixed.
Just have it all be like Daredevil's coma dream or something.
It's all in a snow globe with an autistic kid staring at it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, they come up with the best shows.
The autistic kids with snow globes?
Yeah, they write Lost. It's great.
Yeah. Anybody else got something?
Anybody? Dean, do you have?
I'm kind of dry.
Didn't you have another one, Corey?
Yeah, I do. Mine actually specifically involves Batman.
Batman! More superheroes.
Damien.
Well, he's not a superhero.
Well, he's a costumed hero.
He's a costumed hero, but he's not. He doesn't have powers.
Yeah.
He's...
Except the power to move you.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does have the power to move you.
And to
move
bat you. Dance.
He also has the power of being a one percenter.
That's true.
He,
topical.
Topical. Occupy Gotham.
But he gives back to the 99, right?
Right.
By punching
by
them in their
the
turkey necks.
By beating the fuck out of them, yeah.
holy shit. Hold
yeah,
on.
What is it?
Dead. That's what it is.
Bugs.
It's
June bug season. Yuck.
Batman in general. My grievance has to do with the movies of Batman.
The movies of Batman.
Has he made any good movies?
He's made a few.
Okay, yeah. He's got a lot of money, but
he
a Bruce Wayne film.
two things about Batman that sort of bugs me in every movie adaptation, even the Nolan ones.
Okay,
and that is Bruce Wayne's origin story,
right?
Which guides his entire thought process until he becomes Batman.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Is that his parents and him leaving an opera?
Yeah.
Or a movie, depending on which,
which
year
we're
in. They're at a show of some sort. And they trickle
into
the crime alley. And they get shot the fuck down.
Yeah.
Right? He's left in his parents' blood, a lost soul, trying to figure out how to redeem the situation. Right.
Right.
He decides sort of to seek revenge on criminals in general.
Yeah.
And to rectify the situation that's deteriorating in Gotham.
Right.
As he gets older. He trains. He becomes a master fighter. He becomes a master detective.
Right.
You know, he goes through all of this shit. And then his big thing is that he doesn't fucking use guns.
Right.
Because that's the shit that killed his parents.
Right.
And if he can avoid that travesty, he will.
Right.
Except that in every movie adaptation, fucking guns all over the place. And every bat vehicle,
there's giant cannons in front of it.
And rockets and shit.
Yeah.
And
he's got like the Second Amendment strapped to the grill.
Yeah.
But I only shoot obstacles to get out of my way.
Yeah.
Who knows if anybody was in there, though?
Right.
I blow up buildings.
Yeah. Aside from the Batwing shooting at the Joker at a parade.
Right.
With giant machine guns.
Yeah.
That's my first grievance. Right. Like, really, it's sort of a cop-out from a writer standpoint,
right,
to have him just be like, oh, well, this situation is too big for him to, you know, just put some fucking machine guns on the Batwing, or,
yeah,
I don't know, equip the Bat Bike with some fucking rocket launchers, you know? Like,
yeah.
Those are beanbags that I just shot at them.
Well, like, they just...
that would make more sense, like, if he had crowd control.
I think they did do shit like that, like, under his breath, he goes, yeah, those are rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets. By the way...
That would make more sense, but, like, Batman should be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You know, like, which...
I hope Ben Affleck doesn't talk like this. As Batman?
Ben Affleck will probably talk like this.
Hey, I'm the fucking Batman.
I'm fucking Batman. Who's got the weed?
Yeah.
This sort of brings me to my second point about all the Batman movies, is that they take away all the detectiveness away from Batman.
Right.
He's supposed to be the smartest guy in Gotham. He's supposed to kind of be the smartest guy anywhere, right?
Right.
Like, he's brilliant. He plays both sides of his, you know, Bruce Wayne persona and Batman, and balances out everything perfectly.
Right.
He is always one step ahead of every criminal.
Yeah, and in the movie, he has to get this machine made for him that, like, that triangulates all these cell phone calls and stuff. Like, he doesn't do any of the detective work.
My big beef with the Nolan Batmans is that all the detective work comes from Lucius Fox.
Yeah, right.
Every time he goes to Lucius Fox, and he's like, hey, what do you think about this? And Lucius is like, hey, that means this. And then that connects to this.
I remember as a kid thinking Batman was the one that made everything, all of his shit. And then Nolanverse, it's like, nah, it's Lucius Fox.
I don't mind that Lucius Fox is the inventor that sort of, he's sort of his cue. Like, that was an interesting thing. Right. I didn't like that Lucius Fox became the detective.
Yeah, he did all his homework
as well. He did,
him.
Yeah. He was researcher and development for Batman, as opposed to just being like the guy that runs his high tech department that is in on it but isn't in on it. You know, like, there's sort
Nolan
of
Nolan took away Bruce Wayne being a genius.
Yes.
It just made him a good fighter who has ideas. Like, oh, this would be a good idea. Do it.
Right.
They do
somebody
that.
Somebody do it. Here's some money. Fling.
They do that a little bit in the Arkham video games. Like, you have some segments where you're finding out bullet trajectories and looking for footprints and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah, there's, like, in the comics, there's a whole, like, fucking Sherlock Holmes aspect to Batman.
Yeah.
That you just miss. Like, and I don't know why they don't think that voiceover will work. Because if it's fucking, like, Batman's a noir.
Yeah, he's constantly talking to himself and shit. Like, you could just make him, like, you would assume if he's out beating up a bunch of criminals and stuff and he never gets hurt, he would probably start talking to himself.
Oh, like, make a Batman movie where you hear his inner monologue?
Yeah.
That'd be a great idea.
How would that be so distracting? They shy
Batman's
away from
journal.
It. You could even have him, I think, because you'd think that would drive him a little nuts, like, have him talking to himself while he's doing all his crime shit.
Hold on. Batman's journal. A Joker died in New York tonight.
Fucking Batlog.
Batlog.
I wonder if Catwoman likes me.
No, but, like, I don't understand why they don't embrace the inner monologue, or at least, like, have him bounce shit off of Alfred in the Batcave a little more, you know? Like, there's maybe one scene per movie where you see him in the Batcave sort of working some shit out. Otherwise, it's just like he's going to shoot some stuff, and he's going to grapple, and he's going to fly down from a building.
The scene in what's argued to be the best Batman movie, which is Dark Knight, the scene where he reconstructs the bullet from the bullet that was shot into concrete, I remember in that scene going, bullshit! I love this movie.
Yeah.
But I remember in that scene going, oh, come on. That's horse shit.
Yeah.
The way the computer is like, oh, this piece of bullet goes here. And
right. It's all.
Like the bullet would just be in all these perfect pieces to go back together.
Yeah, it wouldn't be warped at all.
Yeah. And there, computer's doing all the work.
Right.
He doesn't even have a mouse. He uses computer, enhance.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Computer, enhance. Tell me how it did it.
Right.
You know?
That bothers me in movies. It happens a lot in superhero movies where nobody ever has a fucking mouse on their computer. Like, mice aren't cool. You can't just be, like, dragging something around. You have to either be really good at fucking shortcuts or you're just, like, waving Minority
shit.
Report
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's typing frantically or waving at a screen.
They're not just holding, like, Control F, mouse. Control C, Control.
Yeah. Because that's computer work.
Yeah.
I want to have realistic hacking a movie where they go, oh, yeah, I'm hacking it. And they're like, why aren't you typing? Because it's doing its thing.
Because I downloaded fucking Onion Torrent and it's fucking doing
it's hacking for me. I just tell it to hack and it starts doing it.
I'm doing a denial of service attack and it takes a while. So yeah. Just
did you not see me put my USB in the computer?
Yeah, I put the USB in. It's hacking.
And then I use the mouse to click connect to server.
Right.
I fucking went on fucking Wiki Hack How and I downloaded the tutorial.
But too many people see the movie Hackers and go, that's hacking.
Yeah, well, you put a phone on a hot plate and then fight a bunch of skeletons.
Oh, yeah. God. And then computers are set up in a very three-dimensional...
A Unix system. I know this.
The government's...
It's a flight simulator. Yeah. That's what you're fucking using.
The Pentagon security system is a castle video game where you're fighting a...
Yeah. It's castle defense. Yeah.
That's how they find the last starfighter, whoever can break it.
Yeah, whoever can get the high score in Candy Crush.
Do you want to play a
game? Be the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I would put the monologue into a Batman movie.
So, but okay,
have him work it out. I mean, like, even in the animated one, where like it's all voiceover,
right?
You know, they took away all of that monologue in the
animated series. There was no monologue.
Not the animated series. I'm saying the animated adaptations of Dark Knight Returns.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They took away all that monologue.
Right.
But like Batman is fucking like crime noir.
Dude, this is great idea. Do a Batman that has the monologue from the comics.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board with this.
It makes a lot more fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because you get to know his process.
Right.
As opposed, like, I don't know.
Have you seen a BBC Sherlock?
No.
Watch BBC Sherlock.
Does he monologue?
I love
it. Internal monologue? Or does he talk it out?
He talks it out loud, but you see he explains his entire thought process.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the sort of the way Elementary does it, too.
Yeah.
He's got Lucy Liu to sort of...
You know what does have monologue? The Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movie has a monologue.
And it fucking works.
It did work.
And he goes through the scenarios, then it comes back, and the scenario, you know, plans out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man, that totally... Mm.
Although, you know what? No, actually, I'm
that
wrong.
That would work.
Sherlock does have inner monologue, but how they do it is he's talking out loud.
Well, he's like, talking out loud through the scenario.
But no,
scenario.
His inner monologue, like, he'll be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is thinking. But what you see is him talking out loud to, like, a character who's not even there.
Right.
Yeah, like he'll be talking to his brother, Mycroft, who's not even there that day.
Right.
Or sometimes he'll be talking straight to Moriarty, his enemy.
Well, there's a bit of crazy that goes along with Sherlock. Like, he's crazy genius.
and he's
addicted to, morphine is his drug?
Watch BBC Sherlock. It's on Netflix. All three seasons are on Netflix right now. Each season is only three episodes. But each episode is a movie. It's movie length.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the old Columbo, where each episode would be its own movie.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. Check it out.
I will check it out.
Sherlock. Do it, Dean.
I will. Actually, my girlfriend and I watched the first episode of it.
Did you? It was great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've never understood why Batman never has a thought process.
It makes sense to me. Noir-y Batman, he should have his fucking narration.
You could keep it dark. You could keep it like really... crime,
right?
Crime mystery, thriller, kind of a feel. Like all the Nolan ones, if the focus wasn't so much on action.
Yeah.
Like, they turned Batman into an action hero. In the comics, like, yeah, he fights and he knows how to, you know, hold his own in large crowds of bad guys. But he's a fucking detective. Those are crime... Those are detective comics.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I pitch you
He just wears a bat suit.
Can I pitch you who I want to play Batman?
Sure.
Okay.
Gary Busey.
This is a... No, yeah, Gary Busey.
B is for...
B is for... biting crime. Taking a bite out of crime.
A is for assholes.
A is for apples. T is for toughen up.
M is...
M is for many, many adventures with Robin.
A is for apples again.
A is for also apples. N is for the night, which is my playground.
B is for butt horn.
Yeah. You're shaking your mic laughing so hard, Courtney.
Oh, your Gary Busey is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's very this is the first time I've ever done it.
It's not on at all, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's sort of like Carvey's Bush kind of.
It doesn't matter that it doesn't sound exactly like
it's
it.
Got the it's got the essence of it.
It's got the essence, okay.
Oh, holy shit.
So
it's like a Dana Carvey impersonation.
It doesn't even sound like the guy, but he's doing the cadence. Yeah.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Anyway, it's a weird pick, but I think it could work.
Okay.
Sam Rockwell. Here's why I say this. Okay, it's confirmed Sam Rockwell is a good actor.
Yes, he's
I think we can all say that.
I don't really know who Sam Rockwell is.
Have you seen Moon?
Yes.
He's Moon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's Moon.
He played the Moon in that movie.
He plays the Moon in Moon.
Yeah.
He played the Moon in that movie where the bullet goes into his eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. He can act. He's serious. He can
he's
act
a fantastic
serious.
Actor.
Yeah. So he can be serious Batman and be Playboy Bruce Wayne and have it be convincing.
I agree.
One thing about Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne is I never really bought it. I like Christian Bale's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But as Bruce Wayne, I was always kind of like, this seems super phony. Walking in with two ladies on my arms. This seemed like a gay guy trying to act like he's not gay. You know what I mean? Like, well, in the closet.
in that series, in the Nolan series,
yeah,
he is putting on as much of a front as possible.
Right.
You know, and he may be overdoing it, and that may be on purpose.
Right, but it's not convincing. Kevin Conroy, who did the voice of Batman
who
in the animated series,
Batman.
Yes, he did the perfect difference between Bruce Wayne and Batman voice. Perfect, flawless. Right. Bruce Wayne is more like, "Oh hey, how's it going?"
Right.
You know, just like, and then he was like, "I'm Batman."
Right,
and it wasn't "I'm Batman." It was "I'm Batman."
Well,
it was just
Christian Bale didn't do "I'm Batman." They affected his voice. If you go back and watch Batman Begins,
it's sort of not as bad.
You go back and watch Batman Begins, and he differentiates, and he just sort of keeps it sort of low key.
Yeah, he does,
but he isn't like grovelly.
You know
or
what
aggressive.
Would have solved everybody's
in fucking Dark Knight? He comes out like rawr.
You know what would have solved everyone's
it's like
problem?
Like DMX, Jesus.
No, you know what would have solved all the nerds pissed off about that? Is you make it clear that he's got a thing in his mask that makes his voice sound that way.
Right, he's got one of those Mission Impossible stickers on his throat.
Yeah.
He's got
something.
He's got a cancer.
Just something
kazoo.
That makes his voice elevate and sound all gravelly and shit. Then it's not goofy guy doing a voice. Because the scene that really makes no sense is in Dark Knight. Lucius Fox knows Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yes.
And Bruce Wayne knows Lucius Fox knows this.
Yes.
Yet, when he's dressed up as Batman and talking to Lucius Fox...
Show me how this computer works.
So show me. Okay, where do I put the keyboard?
Batman is Method Man.
Yeah. Method Man?
No, he's not Method Man.
Yeah.
Oh,
Batman.
Robin is Red Man.
Batman is committed to Batman.
In Dark Knight Rises, there's a part where Catwoman does the thing that he always does to people, where he disappears while mid-conversation with
him. That one is the one that got a lot
of laughs. And she walks away, and then he goes,
so that's what that feels like.
Yeah.
Why would you say it in that voice, you
Yeah,
nerd?
Why is he saying that to himself?
You're alone.
Somebody could be listening.
The way I read that,
yeah,
is they had to affect his voice for whatever reasons that they wanted to affect his voice so that he seemed more intimidating. It was fine.
But here's what I love about...
My thing about Batman staying in Batman voice,
yeah,
is that that's who he really is.
Right, but he's rah, 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 rah.
See, that's what I'm saying. To make him more cinematically aggressive, they affected his voice.
Yeah, and it was stupid.
But thematically, Batman would always talk like Batman because that's who he is.
Yeah, when Bruce he's talking Wayne like Bruce Wayne
is the persona.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, Kevin Conroy did soft Bruce Wayne voice and commanding Batman voice, deep lower register
in the
Batman
animated
voice.
Series. He
perfect.
He was and, equal parts Bruce Wayne and Batman.
But no, also though
in the Nolanverse,
hold on.
He is all Batman.
Okay, hold on, listen. When in the Batman animated series, when Bruce Wayne was alone with anybody who knew he was Batman, he talked like Batman, even if he was dressed like Bruce Wayne. Christian Bale did not. If Christian Bale was not in the Batman costume, he's talking to Alfred as Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
But so that makes it seem like, oh, when I wear the suit, I have to put on the goofy voice. Whereas Kevin Conroy's animated series Batman, the goofy voice was Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
And no. Anytime he was alone with Alfred, he sounded like Batman, even if he wasn't dressed as Batman.
The animated series is by far the best,
adaptation yeah.
Of Batman.
So anyway, here's my point about Sam Rockwell. Is that I think he would play a very convincing Bruce Wayne and be a very convincing Batman. I think he's the best of both worlds there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas... Val Kilmer, I think, was a good Bruce Wayne, but a bad Batman.
Terrible Batman. Oh, my God. I rewatched that last night, 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
And, goddamn, every time Val Kilmer runs in the Batsuit, it just wobbly head. He's a fucking bobblehead in the Batsuit.
Michael
it's
Keaton.
It's fucking terrible.
Michael Keaton, great Batman. Bleh, Bruce Wayne. Bleh. A balding, poofy-haired Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Who looks not intimidating whatsoever. I'm sorry, Michael Keats.
I did not buy him as a millionaire player.
Clooney with a good script could have been a great Bruce Wayne. I will give him that.
He definitely had the swagger and charisma to be Bruce
but
Wayne.
I don't think he could pull off Batman.
I think that story in general failed.
Yeah, but even with a good script, I don't think his Batman would have been.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
It still would have been bobblehead.
He wasn't as bobbleheady. Like I liked his Batman better than I liked Val Kilmer's Batman.
Right. But the story shit.
But everything about that movie was
Sam Rockwell
fucking camp and gross and
I think Sam Rockwell would be the best Batman.
He feels really wiry to me. Like not
But that would be when he's Bruce Wayne, when he's awkward Bruce Wayne.
No, I'm saying, like, his build feels...
Yeah.
Like...
You don't think he could
Batman,
beef up?
Batman...
You don't think Sam Rockwell could beef up?
He probably could. Like, he's well built, but, like, Batman has to... He sort of has to be sturdy, you know? Which is another thing that was weird about, like, degenerative knee syndrome Batman in fucking Dark Knight Rises. Like... Mm. And that fucking knee brace that made a miracle kick fucking bricks into dust. No, I'm sorry.
See, now here, like, if we're going sturdy, let's take Josh Brolin, for example. That would be an amazing Batman.
Yes.
But a horrendous Bruce Wayne.
Well, see, that's why I'm
that would have been like, that guy's clearly Batman. Anytime anybody saw
him. Yes. Yeah. So I'm interested to see.
That
ben
bothered
Affleck.
Me about the animated series, too, because everybody was drawn so fucking barrel chested that I never really bought him when he was Bruce Wayne. I think that bothered me more in Superman with him as Clark Kent because he was like giant, like, oh, yeah. I'm this nerdy guy.
Clark
with the
Kent
glasses.
Was a fucking giant in his cartoon. Yes. Yeah. He was a goddamn monster. I'm just a nerdy reporter.
Here's those reports you wanted.
Yeah, he should not be bodybuilder crazy. He shouldn't be Bane.
Yeah.
But he should be sturdy.
Right.
You know, like George Clooney, I felt, had a sturdy build when he was Batman.
Right.
You know, Michael Keaton, while he was slighter than he should have been, he still felt like in the Batsuit, that Batsuit that they had was thick,
yeah,
and it built him up a little more.
Right, right, right.
You know, Val Kilmer was fucking lanky and awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
But made for a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Convincing
his Bruce Wayne was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, his Batman didn't feel like Batman. You need to find a guy that, like, that's why I'm interested to see Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to see him as Bruce Wayne much.
I think we will. But I think we will see
him. We'll get one, maybe two scenes. One will probably be just sort of a, like, introduction scene.
He gets a character.
He gets a phone call like, I'm totally not talking to the Justice League right now.
Well, I think they'll do the world's finest thing where they have him. They have Bruce Wayne is visiting Metropolis for some reason. I think they'll have that. So there'll be Bruce Wayne scenes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there'll be like B-roll of like him getting shot by paparazzi because, yes.
Right.
And then there'll be like probably one solid scene where he's either as Bruce Wayne fully or he's Batman without his cowl talking to Superman.
Right.
I'm guessing that's probably going to happen.
Like Superman fucking flies into his office or something and then like has a conversation with him as Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
Or they're hashing shit out in the Batcave or, you know, something.
They're blowing each other or whatever.
I would love to see...
Them blow each other?
No.
I would.
Batman take off his cowl in any one of his movies and still have the fucking rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
around his eyes.
They never have the scene where he's applying it, and he's going.
No,
would you fuck
they
me?
They did in one I'd of them. Fuck me. Didn't they have that? Didn't they have him applying the eye makeup in one of them?
I don't know.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Kick-Ass.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Big Daddy from Kick-Ass.
Yeah. There's a
he pastes on the mustache and everything.
Pete Holmes does
the Batman.
Batman skits and stuff for College Humor. And there's one where he goes back and forth trying to convince
them
that he's not Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah.
And at one point he comes back in a suit with the rings around his eyes.
Right. The one that bugs me is in I think Tim Burton's Batman. The second one, Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he goes to take off his cowl, like in front of the lady that's there. And as soon as he goes to take off his cowl, suddenly his eye makeup's gone.
Yeah.
Like, as he's taking it off. It's like, where the fuck did it just go?
It's got little wipers. Yeah.
You may now remove your mask.
He's so swampy inside. How sweaty fucking is Batman, by the way?
Oh, right, like, right.
It's just as it stretches over its eyes, it wipes it off.
Yeah, all the condensation from
his
cheeks.
He's got little sponges.
Yeah,
inside.
Yeah. Like those things you use to clean a computer monitor. Is like, whoop. Microfiber towels. And
the inside of the Batsuit is made of ShamWow.
Right. Yeah. Would you say it's Nerdigory time?
I would say it's close.
I'd say that.
All right. We kind of got off on a tangent on just talking about Batman.
That's how we do.
Took about 20
minutes. Okay, so our fix, just to recap all our fixes. I say don't make Leia Luke's sister at all. Or keep her as Luke's sister and have her do some Jedi shit.
Find out that because they're twins that the Force is in both of them.
Yeah, exactly. Dean's was make Gary Busey.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Kenobi and Morpheus.
Make Gary Busey every important character in every fucking science fiction.
Every mystical mentor.
Make
is
him
Gary
Uncle
Busey.
Ben.
The flux capacitor.
Make him Doc Brown.
Oh, he would be amazing as Doc Brown.
Oh, shit.
F is for fire. L is for love.
U is for you. You do this. X is for fuck you.
X-rays.
Because time travel.
Government's trying to put them in your brain.
X-ray stuff.
L is for lizard replicants.
Then
superheroes would never quit because
superheroes should not quit
because they're burdened with the responsibility. Fuck you.
I say in the comics, X-Men should be its own universe, separate from the rest of the Marvel universe.
Agreed.
Yes. And then you said Batman should have a noir narration.
Batman should be more crime drama.
Here is their
monologue. They should do a better balance of crime drama and action film.
Right.
And add the monologues. Fuck it. It can totally work.
Yeah.
They should stop shying away from it.
I think Batman needs to stop coming down to him being in a punching contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is... It's so disheartening because Batman should be the smartest character in any situation.
Right.
And oftentimes he just sort of flies in above and punches a dude.
Well, fuck. Let's try to give some hope. Keep hope alive. Maybe Batfleck will be good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do.
Maybe maybe he'll be like a good Detective Batman.
Oh, what
like,
I was going to say, though. Did you see the picture of him in the suit?
Yeah, it looks great.
He looks fucking sturdy, dude.
Yeah.
He looks fucking...
He's thick as shit.
He looks like a Batman from the comics that you're like, holy fuck.
And he has superhero chin.
He does.
Yeah.
He has the perfect face for the cowl.
Mm-hmm.
He does. I was not disappointed when they cast Ben Affleck. I thought, well, okay, it's not going to be as serious. But then again, originally I thought like, oh, well, it's a Superman sequel.
We gotta see how
he plays. I didn't know that they were going like full on like intro to Justice League.
It's going to be a complete like action movie. So I don't think he's going to be doing detective shit.
When the movies are in the hands of DC, they tend to not have real solid like content.
I just hope he gives Superman shit for all the people he let die in the last movie.
They're not going to acknowledge that at all. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I would love that if Batman's like, you know, you let a lot of people die when you were in that punching contest with that other Kryptonian.
Right?
You son of a bitch.
Hey, Batman, how long did it take you to make that bat signal on the bridge?
I was busy. That's a different universe, too.
I know. He marches back on foot. From God knows where.
Guatemala? I don't know where the hole was.
Wasn't there a fucking ocean between wherever he was
in going? In a few hours. Really.
Yeah.
Because that bomb is ticking down.
Right.
He found an ATM.
And while he's there, he finds his spare bat suit, a bunch of gasoline, and designs a fucking bat signal, presumably by night or by day, because he lights it at night.
Right.
I don't know.
Seems like a bit
wasted time. That was a weird plot hole for me.
Right. Okay, Nerdigories.
Nerdigories.
All right. We actually have a fan-suggested Nerdigory category.
No shtick zone is like, fucking just get to Nerdigories.
Yeah, no shtick zone, one of our super fans, wrote in with a Nerdigory topic, favorite snack food.
Really?
Yeah.
Favorite snack foods.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking, like, too, to make this interesting.
Okay.
Instead of, like, cookies, chips, shit like that, specifics.
Okay, so you kind of answered the question that I was going to ask you, too. Like,
name a thing.
It has to be some sort of name brand snack.
Name it. Yeah, name what it is.
Or, like, a specific type of...
It could be a specific type.
Because if there's multiple brands and you're not really
I would
partial.
Say if two brands are the same type... They cancel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like if...
So if I say Chips Ahoy and you say Nabisco, that's probably the same thing.
They're chocolate chip cookies.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're owned by Nabisco.
They're both Nabisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toll House.
I see what you... Okay, Toll House.
Yeah.
They're both chocolate chip cookies.
Right. So
name brand chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
But would like a Famous Amos count? Because those are miniature chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, they would.
Okay.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, let's write our list of five. Those at home, do the same thing, and we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing? as shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids. We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Welcome back
to Nerdagories.
On the Quiet Storm.
Welcome back to the Shy Kids. If you just joined us, we're in the midst of playing Nerdagories.
No, we're back!
God damn it.
I held it back.
The topic for this week's Nerdagories is what?
Favorite snack food. Suggested by No Shtick Zone.
Thank you, No Shtick Zone.
Yes.
That's a pretty good topic.
That is a great topic.
If anybody else listening wants to add to Nerdagories in any way, they can do so by tweeting at us at Shy Kids Podcast, or they can email us, right?
comments@theshykids.com. Boom.
So, yeah, if you've got an idea for a Nerdagories topic.
Or topics for the show or anything.
Yeah. Topics for the show, too, would totally
questions,
work.
Comments, but we'll get to that at the end.
That would totes work, bro.
Yeah, we'll cover that in plugs.
Birdie.
Okay. Anyway, who won last week? It was Corey.
Believe so.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
All right. I did. Yeah. Fuck yeah, I was bestest.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I will go
so
first.
So you
then.
Start. Yes.
So favorite snack foods. Now, to recap, these are name brand. For the most part. As specific a snack food as we can get.
Yeah.
Not just generic. Cookies
right.
and chips.
Okay. You don't just say chips.
All right.
Yeah. That'd be stupid.
And you would be stupid.
First on my list is a cookie.
Okay.
My favorite cookie, especially when I'm in the mood to drink milk, and that's Oreos.
Ah.
Yeah, I have that on my...
God damn it, Dean.
Dean Bateen. Bag of sheen.
I mean...
Afro sheen.
Dockies Afro-sheen. Or whatever those fucking poxies. What are
they? Hydrox?
Hydrox.
I think Hydrox would still cancel.
Would cancel yeah.
Delicious name for a cookie. Yeah.
Fucking Oreos are amazing.
Oreo. Rio.
I do like the specialty Oreos. Like those are exciting, but nothing fucking beats a good double stuff. Oreo.
Double stuff.
Double stuff.
And I know you've mentioned this before, Doc.
Yeah.
Like the ones that come during the holidays that have food coloring
weird
in them.
Weird color.
They're a little better.
They taste better for some
reason. They're a little better. Like the Halloween ones that have got like bats stamped on the Oreos.
I think the
that
food
orange
coloring
filling,
has good flavor in it.
I don't think it has a flavor.
Yeah.
But somehow they are better. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know why. Okay.
Where are we going? Counterclockwise?
Yeah, so your turn.
Okay.
You just lost Oreos.
Yeah, I lost Oreos. I've got Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
How did I forget Nutter Butters?
I like Nutter Butters.
Now, I fucking love Nutter Butters.
Let
too.
Me do my next one, because I want you to determine if this would cancel or not.
Didn't Dean get a...
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if this cancels or not, because it's not... Okay, let me just tell you what it is. There's a cookie called Mother's Taffy. Now, it's not taffy flavored. It's just a sandwich cookie with two like brown wafers and cream in the middle.
Is it peanut butter?
No.
Then it does not cancel.
Then it does not cancel? Yeah,
Nutter Butter is a peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Yeah.
Yours
is a vanilla sandwich cookie.
But would that cancel with Oreos?
My wafers aren't chocolate.
not all Oreos are chocolate.
If you had said, what are those sunshine Oreos? What the fuck are they called?
Oops.
Oops, we fucked up Oreos.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Yeah. They're called white supremacist Oopsies. Oreos.
Yeah, then I'd say we cancel. But
they're racist Oreos.
Yeah.
I don't know why they call it Mother's Taffy
when
it's not taffy flavored.
Those Oreos are chocolate filling on the inside.
Also, mine are square. Rectangular.
But, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose it would be different because the cookie is different.
Yeah. It's different enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then Dean gets a point for his peanut
butter.
For Nutter Butters.
Yeah, I think these are all above board.
And
yes.
I get my Mother's Taffy.
Yes.
Corey, go.
Next on my list are Planters Honey Roasted Peanuts. God damn, I could eat the fucking whole jar full of those.
That is a great choice. I don't have it.
No?
I don't have
Dean?
It.
Dean?
Boom. Point for Core.
Awesome. Those they look like regular peanuts.
But they're honey roasted.
But they're sweet peanuts.
Yeah.
And they're grand. Like
they're sweet nuts.
There's more sugar like on the outside than like salted peanuts have salt.
Yeah.
So they're crunchier too.
Yeah.
Man.
I've got another peanut butter thing. It's peanut butter M&M's.
Fucking peanut butter M&M's are
really
amazing.
Those are really
that is really
good.
I did not put that on my list.
Fucking love those.
You know what I almost put was Reese's Pieces.
They would have probably
which
canceled.
I would have definitely canceled.
Yeah.
But instead I put Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Different. Yes.
Different.
Yeah.
Different enough to not cancel.
Yes.
Point yes. for me?
Points.
Okay.
Points all around.
Yeah.
So far, Doc is looking good.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Next on my list... I tried to pick stuff that weren't all like sweets.
Yeah.
Like I tried to go the more savory and sweet route.
Right.
To sort
I have a little bit of both too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because up until this point, we're all like cookies. And
yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Ooh.
Are fucking delicious.
Very good choice. Mm. Almost made my list.
Really?
Yeah. Almost. Didn't, but almost.
I don't have it.
Oh, man. I fight the urge every time I go to a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
To not grab those and to get, like, Sun Chips instead, because supposedly
fuck
they're
Sun
better.
Sun Chips. They're not. There's no difference in health.
No?
No, it's horse shit.
They're like whole grain and shit.
Ooh. Fuck that nonsense.
Yeah.
They're all carbs anyway. It's the same bullshit.
Yeah, but they're not like... All right, yeah, you're fine.
It doesn't matter. Get your Cool Ranch Doritos, crush
carbs.
Them up, and put them in your sandwich.
I know I want to do that. Yeah. Get like a roasted chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And crumble up some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Fucking crumble that shit.
I think Subway started putting like crispy chips on one of their sandwiches.
Oh,
it's
really?
like a barbecue ranch.
Yeah, I think so.
Beef or something like that. And they put like tortilla chips on there.
They did a Frito one too with... It was like chicken enchilada sub.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't they go the Taco Bell route and start putting some fucking Cool Ranch Doritos and some nacho cheese Doritos on some shit?
Do it. Fucking.
They should. Subway, if you're listening.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh. Put some goddamn chips on your sandwiches.
All right. My next one is, they're kind of a rarity, but I'm seeing them show up at more stores lately, like regular grocery stores. They're called Terra Chips, and they make sweet potato chips. They're really, really, really good.
All like right. sweet potato chips?
Yeah. Sweet potato chips. They got ridges.
Sounds off.
I usually hate the yams, sweet potatoes, like that mushy, fucking sickly sweet marshmallow topped shit that you get in Thanksgiving. I can't stand it. It's like fucking diarrhea sweet potatoes. It's gross.
All right.
But
yeah.
So my entire life, I sort of assumed all sweet potato things were also equally as terrible. And then I had sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
And those are just sweet enough.
Yeah.
Because it's the actual, like, potato in its regular form.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they sprinkle salt on that, so you get, like, the best of both worlds. If fucking
salty
yams
sweet.
At Thanksgiving tasted like...
I always hate it when they fucking put marshmallows and shit on it.
Just it's too much sweet.
Salt your yams, bro.
They put brown sugar and fucking like molasses and
that's gross.
Then top it with puff sugar.
go to Veggie Grill has the best sweet potato fries I've had if you ever want to try sweet potato fries again. They're good.
Sweet potato fries I'm cool with.
I've only had Carl's Jr.'s.
Oh, those aren't good.
Yeah.
Those are just like fucking fry puddles.
No, yeah. I've had them at like sit down restaurants.
Right.
And I'm cool with the sweet potato fries. I imagine that the sweet potato chips,
they're a lot like the fries because they're very salty. And
okay.
So
I would probably enjoy those.
Point for Dean.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Okay.
Snacky Wheats, what you got?
Snacky Wheats. Let's get my last sweet kind of thing out of the way. Sour gummy worms.
Oh, I used to like those a lot.
Almost made my list.
Oh, really?
Almost made my list. That is my favorite topping on Froyo.
Sour gummy worms? Now, stopping right here. If anybody has Sour Patch Kids, I say that cancels.
Any sour gummy would cancel.
I'm throwing myself under the bus here.
I almost put Warheads on mine. I don't think that would probably...
Not a gummy. That's a hard candy.
Yeah. Hard candy.
Yeah. That would cancel with, like, Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a fruity hard candy.
Yeah.
No, gummy worms almost made my list.
Cool. Sour gummy worms.
Either. Either for me.
Sour or
regular gummy worms. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right. What's your color combo you like the most? Like with the
does it matter? Do they taste differently?
They all taste the same.
I thought they all taste the same.
I think I always was just attached to the red and purple because I like those colors.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Fuck yellow green.
If it's regular gummy worms, I like yellow red. If it's the sour ones, I like blue pink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Point for me.
Yes.
Corey. Oh.
Next on my list is a brownie. Does anybody have any
I don't have
brownie?
A brownie. Good. I didn't know you could buy a brand of brownie.
This is specifically Little Debbie's brownies.
Oh, the little ones.
Yes, the prepackaged. It's,
with the little peanuts on top?
Little peanuts on the top.
Yeah.
And it's got the little crease so you could break it in half.
Yeah, which never works properly.
No. Nope. It's fucking fantastic. I hate nuts in my sweets. I like all of my sweet treats to be female sweet treats.
But you don't like nuts with your sausage either.
No nuts. Make it female. No nuts. Keep it off. Ladies keep it off my
some
ice cream.
Some females have nuts, Corey.
Yes, they do. Like Bailey J.
Yes.
Keep your nuts out of my fudge.
Yeah.
Don't
juvenile.
Around the corner.
Ah, that's where it's made.
Yep. keep your fucking walnuts out of my cookies.
Yeah.
But there's something about the like super soft gross peanuts that they put on the Little Debbie's brownies that I'm
They're
all for
totally
it.
Totally acceptable.
Yeah.
All right.
Little Debbie brownies.
My last one since I canceled on Oreos is Kit Kats.
Break me off a piece of that Kit
Kat. Yeah, and I like it's weird in Japan they have like all these weird ass Kit Kat
green
flavors.
Tea.
Wasabi.
They
have green tea.
My favorite one. No, I don't think they have that, but my favorite Salmon Roe Kit Kat bars.
Salmon and Roe?
No, like salmon eggs.
Oh, salmon. Oh, okay.
That's not real. But my favorite one I've tried is they have Oreo Kit Kat bars. I don't know how
they don't.
They're really fucking good.
Wow.
If you ever go to like a Mitsuwa or like a Japanese marketplace or like a 99 Ranch, they fucking have Oreo Kit Kats. They're really good.
That's your last one?
Yeah, it's my last
one.
Can
I tell you I'm proud of you for something?
But
you didn't have Pocky sticks on your list?
No, I never liked those.
Or those fucking little pandas that are
Pocky
filled with
sticks
and chocolate.
Such...
Oh, yeah, like Koala no March.
Can I say,
shit.
Pocky sticks are such a white guy loves Asian culture, and so he orders a bunch of Pocky sticks.
Yeah.
You know what Pocky sticks are?
It's fucking breadsticks.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking terrible.
Thank you.
I put Ramune on there. And
Ramune.
And fucking Haichu.
Give me some goddamn Fun Dip before I'll do a fucking Pocky. I'm just saying.
Speaking of white guys who are way into Asian culture.
Dean.
aside from Dean. You remember the person who wrote in to ask for graphic design advice?
Yes.
I thought of this like way after. This is my graphic design advice for anybody in America.
Yeah.
Specifically.
My ears are perked.
Just because you're a big fan of anime, don't make that your whole style. Because who's going to hire you?
Yeah.
You're not going to go to Japan and get a job animating anime.
Yes.
America doesn't use that anime style, except for those weird fringe cartoons you might get in, like Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
But even that's more still Americanized.
Yeah. It all animation's in Korea. Anyway. Even in Japan, the animation's done in Korea, so unless you're going to move there...
Yeah,
don't
see way too many like guys who their whole drawing style is completely based off off of anime, and then they submit to Marvel Comics and don't get hired and wonder why.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to get hired.
You can do Teen Titans, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that's my advice to that listener, if he's still listening. Make sure you're not just an anime boy.
Well, expanded on that, like have many pens in your, or arrows in your quiver. right?
Yeah. Green Arrow.
Have a lot of dicks in your pants.
Yeah. Like, you should, in general, know about a lot of different art styles.
Right, right.
To expand your ability to adapt to whatever. Right.
Like, you can draw a realistic pirate and a cartoon turtle.
Yeah.
Yes, because that'll get you into that school.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Those commercials that...
Yeah.
Yo, I know. Oh, okay.
I've seen them. I'm with you.
It just wasn't that funny.
I thought those only worked on on those that wanted to pursue art.
Just wasn't that funny.
Just ignore it.
Everybody's seen that commercial. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Is it my turn?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have two left.
I enjoyed that joke, Dean. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Do you still have one more?
I have one more.
Okay.
Left.
I have two left. So okay. Wavy Lays with French onion dip.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
It's a twofer snack.
It's a double snack, but they go together.
They do.
Now, Wavy Lays are better than Ruffles, in my opinion, because they're stronger. Ruffles are flimsy, wet, fall-apart machines.
Wavy Lays are built off of the triangle principle of geometric stability.
Bah, I don't know.
There's a golden there's a golden ratio.
Okay.
A curve has a stress point.
Yeah.
That is easily broken.
Right.
Whereas the point of a triangle, like in the Wavy Lays,
right,
it's more sturdy because it redistributes all of the surface tension,
right,
down equal parts of the slopes.
Got it.
And the contact point is a lot smaller.
Wow, look at that.
There you go.
So that's why they build fucking bridges out of triangles and shit.
And they're just thicker, too, so they are more sturdier.
That, too. My favorite chip to dip, though?
Yeah.
Fucking Tostitos scoops.
Boom.
Best fucking chip innovation since fucking tortilla chips.
Now, if anybody has a chips and dip, I would say that cancels with me.
Yeah.
Do you have a chip and dip?
No, because you wouldn't dip this, but it...
Chip and dip.
I mean, I had Cool Ranch Doritos that are chip.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a chip and dip combo.
No.
Yeah, then no.
No.
Okay. Good.
Ranch Doritos.
Point for me. Wavy Lays and French onion dip.
Yes.
Boom.
Which is solid. Like, shows up at every get together that anybody throws ever.
Dude, when I lived alone, like alone and in squalor, I had I would just go to the grocery store and buy a tub of French onion dip and a giant bag of Wavy Lays, and that would be like my meal for a few days.
Shit.
So you got all the food groups there.
You wouldn't make your own French onion dip with sour cream and a little packet?
Oh, who has time for that?
All you gotta do is stir it.
I got chips to eat. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite brand of French onion dip?
Whatever Stater Brothers had, whatever that was.
Might I suggest Dean's?
Dean, you make French onion dip?
Does.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Beautiful. Okay. Corey.
Last on my list, since Dean also loves Oreos.
Yeah, fucking.
I know.
Fucking all his obscure shit.
I knew I should have put Samoas, goddammit.
Nah.
Caramel Delights.
Delights.
Last on my list are Snyder's Honey Mustard Pretzel Bits.
Nice.
The little tiny pretzels that are honey mustard.
Solid.
I thought that this was going to be the weird enough snack to bring home, like when, like, Daddy needs a snack.
Yeah.
My wife and my child will never like these.
And then they did.
And then they started going to town on them, and I got one handful, and the bag was empty the next day.
Yeah.
Not a fan snacks.
I think when I was a kid, that's why my mom bought salt and vinegar chips, not realizing that those are amazing.
Yeah. They are amazing.
Yeah. And so I ate the fuck out of those, too.
That's my backup chip to when I go to sandwich places.
Oh, yeah.
The salt and vinegar.
That makes a great sandwich.
Yeah.
Those are also good to crumble up on the sandwich, too.
I think you need to start beating your wife and kid.
More?
Oh, yeah.
More?
Yeah. Well, with something.
Pretzels.
So they know business.
Hit them with pocky sticks.
But I can't beat them with anything thicker than my thumb, right? That's the rule of thumb.
Is that a rule?
That's the rule of thumb.
Is that what the rule of thumb means?
Yeah.
I did not even know that.
I didn't. There you go.
Okay, last one.
So you don't have pretzels.
No, I don't have pretzels.
Okay.
I have an alliteration of pretzels. Pizza Pringles. Pizza flavored Pringles.
Okay, I think that I would say that cancels with Cool Ranch Doritos because they are
really
a flavored chip.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dean, what say you? You're the decider.
I think that cancels.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I canceled.
Not that I want to lose any more of my fucking shit, but...
That means I got four.
I would, yeah, I would say that a flavored chip that doesn't need dip.
That means I got four, and you got three.
I got four.
And Dean got four.
Oh, two-way cum dancers.
Two-way cum dancers.
Cum dancers.
Cum dancers!
A mystic cum venture.
Put your cum shoes on and dance.
Cum dance. Dun, dun, dun.
Cum.
Put on your sticky shoes and cum dance a blue.
Fuck.
My socks will stand up.
Corey, that means you get to pick our cum dancer thong.
Yeah, god damn it. I wasn't. We haven't had a cum dancer in a long time. I'm not prepared
with
it.
You need to pick our cum dancer gory.
We're cum-a-gory.
And who's going first? Let's decide it now.
Yeah, because Corey won.
Rochambeau for it.
Both did scissors.
Paper covers rock, I go
paper
first.
Paper covers Dean's rocks.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
So I go first.
Let's go with musical instruments.
Guitar.
Bass.
Tambourine.
Drums.
Flute.
Clarinet.
Tuba.
Fucking.
I won!
Because I was going to say flute.
I won with tuba.
Flugelhorn.
I got stuck on flute.
I almost said tambourine again.
Yeah.
Before I said tuba.
Yeah. Tuba. You could have just gone sousaphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sousaphone.
Doc wins!
Yay! Yay!
Doc is king geek for the week.
I'm the cum dancing queen.
You're the geek of the week.
Fun times. I hope that No Shtick Zone is beside themselves for having suggested the Nerdigory topic that we chose, and because I know that they love it so much, having a cum dance around come from their topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be happy, yeah. No Shtick Zone.
Be happy, No Shtick Zone. We had a mini cum dancers.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I hope he shticked around for that one.
Yeah, it's
it's
definitely a shticky zone.
Yeah. Maybe I'll actually be in the chat this time.
Probably not.
I keep sleeping in. I'm sorry. I get tired.
That's my day with my Goyle friend.
Yeah. I got nothing going on now. It used to be T-ball. Now it's just...
Now you have no excuse.
Yeah, nothing.
Maintaining your beard, say that.
I maintain my beard and...
takes a lot of waxing.
You know, on the weekends, my wife's like, we should do stuff, like fix shit in our house.
That's what I meant, was your wife. Maintaining your beard.
Oh, I see.
Also fix your facial hair.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Oral sex.
With dudes. Plugs! Speaking of...
Speaking of, of course, plugs.
Plugs.
So you don't get lost in there. You can go to deanbotino.com to see my portfolio. Got 3D and 2D video gaming stuff on
there. Tutti
frutti. All Rudy. You can go to society6.com/FruitsyCollins if you want to buy any of my prints. My Zelda or my Wind Waker fan art is selling a lot as a shower curtain for some reason. I've gotten like five people
it's
buying
because there's
curtain.
Water in it.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to buy a shower curtain, a pillow,
like an 8-bit nautical theme,
yeah,
that people are rocking.
You can get it as a coffee cup, which you can also put water in. Yeah, any of that stuff you can go to there. Let's see. If you want to listen to any of my or listen to them, no. If you want
to listen to his podcast,
if you want to read any of my funny jokes, you can go on to twitter.com Fruitsy Collins. And that's it.
Nice.
That's all you fuckers get.
Nice
side podcast. The Dean Genie Hour.
The Dean Genie lives on his back.
He likes to put dicks in his crack.
With confidence, Dean.
Good one.
He likes to put dicks in his crack.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Where's that Dean voice?
I know. Why isn't that Dean part of the podcast?
Yeah. I can't do that for 2 hours.
Listen, folks. Here's why I think Gary Busey should play Star Wars. Like, that's the character's
name. And that's
name.
How Dean
I am Star Wars.
I am Star Wars.
S is for Snake. N is for No Shtick Zone.
And
A is for Apples
N.
Again.
Snape.
It's not Snar Wars.
Hold on. You went S is for Snape and then started smelling Snape. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Gary, your Gary Busey got lost in his Gary Busey.
Yeah. I had a heavy birtation.
Oh, shit. Doc, what are your plugs?
You can see some of my video game videos at DocWheatley.com. You can follow me on Twitter at DocuWheats. You can also follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/DocuWheats. Corey plugs.
Follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook, Cook with an E, Corey without. You can follow my record label, Arcadian Records, by going to ArcadianRecords.com or following us on Twitter at Arcadian Records. We also have an Instagram. It's The Arcadian Records. Also, my band, Brought Down Running. You can follow us at BDR Rocks or go to BroughtDownRunning.com. We are in the process of recording vocals.
That's you.
Yes.
You're the vocal man.
We're about 30%, 33% done with the songs for like an album's worth of material.
Yeah.
That we plan on releasing as soon as it's all done, but doing it ourselves, you know, without the support of a record label.
Yeah.
I own a record label. You'd think that I'm not signed.
You're not signed to yourself.
Not signed to my own record label.
Yeah.
Because I can't convince the other two who used to be in the band long, long ago to put more money of theirs into the band that they're no longer in.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I kicked them out. They left on their own accord.
You're recording your new album, Highway to Heck.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing it Van Halen, first album style in the garage.
Yeah. Perfect.
But yeah, so look for more updates on that, and I try to put pictures and stuff of our progress and whatnot. So if you're interested in that, according to the Shark Tank Media guys, I've got a really good voice, but the band sucks.
So it's a yes. More like radio.com. We haven't done that the whole episode.
More like radio.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Other than that, you can email the show with any questions, comments, or Nerdigories topics, or regular show topics.
Even full-on show topics.
Yeah, if you want us to talk about anything in particular. Nothing is really off topic.
Pictures of open assholes.
Yeah, whatever. Well, send those directly to at DocuWheats.
Yeah, thank you.
On Twitter.
Thank you.
Yeah. How would they go about emailing us?
comments@theshykids.com.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
Or you could follow us on Twitter, and that's at
Shy Kids Podcast.
That it is. You can at reply us your topic request there too as well. We also have a Facebook account.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
You guys are really good at this.
Yeah.
As always, you can go to theshykids.com for all Shy Kids needs to download the episodes and whatnot. Subscribe
iTunes,
to us
Stitcher.
In iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to listen to us on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Following?
It's All About Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And leading up to?
Reruns Replays. Of something.
Outlaw Country.
Yeehaw.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's it, guys.
That's it.
I think we solved a lot of nerdy problems today.
That's all she wrote.
If they would just take our advice.
They
and
need to
fix
just
all
fix
of those
these
movies.
Little things, and your shit's like perfect. Except,
right?
Except they still don't like Star Wars.
Yeah.
I had a suggestion for a franchise I'm not even that into.
Even if they made the changes that you wanted, you still wouldn't be.
I'd be like,
it.
Thanks for making those changes. I'm still not going to buy you one DVD.
Are you going to go see the new Star Wars?
Yeah.
Just to see
what they do.
I'm curious because it's completely out of Lucas's hands.
That's what I'm curious about, is if it's like way better.
Yeah, that's right. Why Empire was good. So
right. Yeah. And then he took it all back, made three shitty movies.
Yeah.
And now it's out of his hands. I'm very interested to see what they do with it.
If you think about it, Lucas has only directed two good movies.
Howard the Duck?
No, he didn't direct that either.
Oh, he didn't?
American Graffiti and Star Wars.
So you are admitting Star Wars is a good film?
The first one's a good film for what it was at its time.
Listen, it's just I'm not all fanatical like most
you
people.
You like Star Wars, admit it. Oh, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. And as always, remember,
this never happened.
Didn't it?
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
Hey, everybody. It's Doc. So we don't have time for best of, because we have like 2 minutes left, and then it's not enough time to get a clip going. You know, we don't have like a bit ready, a 2 minute bit. I had something planned, but I'm having trouble remember what it was. Let me think here. Shit. The fuck was that? Yeah, what the fuck? I forgot what to do. I don't know what I was going to say. Maybe it'll turn out all right.
I forgot what to do. I didn't know what I was going to say.
Maybe it'll turn out all right.
Fuck, I forgot what to do. I didn't know what I was gonna say. Fuck, I forgot what to do. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
I forgot what to do. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
Maybe this.